Welcome everyone to the Center for the Study of Truth. Your host is Steven Magier. We'll continue in the next part in the introduction to the Elder Futhark and the Norse spirituality in this video. Before that, I want to remind about our website www.stevenmagier.com, that there you can find all the content we speak about and the topics we speak and cover in this show about human consciousness, esoterics, occult sciences, natural law, mind control, and what is really going on in our world, and understand how we arrive to that condition of slavery that we live in this reality. We also have the section of donation there and services I provide, runes and tarot readings and spiritual initiation process and alchemical process, and all this who want to go deeper in the occult science and self-discovery, okay, and self and want to arrive to the self higher awareness. So we blessing any donation. We need to the cooperation to make the channel grow, and we want to make high quality content and give the message in the massive ignorant people out there the in the most quality and develop platforms and many other stuff to make grow the channel and the website and these platforms we working out at. So we will begin in the next part of our presentation about the Elder Futhark and the Norse spirituality. That is amazing tradition that very rich in allegories and can be very empower tool to work upon yourself and how to communicate with others and how we can use this knowledge in the right way to arrive to higher awareness and be a spiritual warrior. Okay, so this part I remind that the last part we speak about the eight first runes that speak about the physical level of our consciousness, that is you can see it as a baby. We born as a babies with the milk of the mother that give us the resources, the physical resources we need to manage. And after we get the power and strength to go ahead in any challenge we go across and building ourselves to be fearless warrior, spiritual warrior, okay? And after we understanding the boundaries and sovereignty, the boundaries of others, the boundaries of ourselves, and we can calibrate and we need to respect other boundaries, and we need to protect our own boundaries and our natural rights, okay? And after we can also communicate in the right way with others, in healthy way. And we need to make sure we're in the right path and we have this knowledge and we exchanging energy in the healthy way with others, okay? We're not parasitic to each other. We're exchanging the energy between us. And after that, we can get the joy in the tribe. We can get this joy with our communities, with our people we live together with them. So after we master all these runes one by one, level by level, okay, we can arrive to the next level we speak about today. This is the second part about the next eight runes that speak about the psychological and emotional level of us, okay? So we need to make sure that we understand and master all the eight previous runes we speak about to arrive to this level that we can continue the journey of our soul as a spiritual warrior. So this presentation for today, this will be on these eight runes. It's really interesting information. I encourage anyone to check out in deeper, because in deeper levels, because I just scratching the surface of that, but still is need to work personally, and not just personally, you need to make it practical, okay? Need to make it practical to understand really the real power of this knowledge and this tradition and other tradition I speak about, like Egyptian methods I will speak about in next videos. So we'll start. This is, you can see it as an initiation of a spiritual warrior. This is, you need to understand, our minds is intersection between the lower self and higher self, the physical self and the higher self. That meet, both of them meets in the middle of the mind. Okay, so the second group is about the psychological and emotional realm of the refinement of the raw physical matter. This is the process of within. Okay, you need to understand that. So the first rune we'll speak about, this is Hagalash, is came from the word hail. Hello, whole also, and hola, like heal, also healing and health. Okay, it's not coincidence, my friends. This is really that, because people think healing is only is also, you know, it can be pain that teach you something. It can be uncomfortable situation that can teach you something to go in the right path, that you not go to the right path, you need to go to the right path. So people get sick because they disconnect themselves from nature, from the principles of nature, from the harmony of nature, and this disconnection is can make you sick. So the Hagalaj is something that put you in pain, put you in some sour situation, in challenging situation, that you need to go and back to the path, the right path. Is also referred to the primordial goddess of associated with ice and snow. Okay, I will explain it now. Why is ice and snow and why is like melting? Is need to melt inside us like hail. It's like start of evolutionary process, evolutionary psychological and emotional process of us. For the process of start, the process of refinement, like melting, okay? And so if you whole, also whole, as I say, the word whole is came from the word Hagalaj. Whole, if we whole with nature and harmony with nature, that is will make us heal, is health, we'll get the health. Only with harmony with nature, with holding with nature. We need to understand we whole together with nature, and all of us is part of one system, okay? Natural system. So if you separate it from nature, it will come down to you in the harshness way, and the pain you will experience after that. But with loving aspect behind that, okay? People think the love is only fairy tales like in Hollywood's movies. It's not correct. Love is really can be deeper in the esoteric meanings of this word, agape also. And agape and will is the same meaning, okay? But I will not go deeper in this topic now, but still, the love is something that can be painful also, but because it need to give you some pain to go back to your right path to walk, okay? Like sickness, like other diseases. So also if some injustice is going on, you need to go and say something to this person, but it's not fairy tale. It's not something between a relationship between man and woman as people think. It's not true. It's not only that. It's amazing relationships. I not say no, but the love is much deeper meaning have to this world. And I will speak about this later in my videos also to make this clear more. So, this also speak about in unity with yourself and with true, in what really true, okay? So, this is the first one that representing the first evolutionary process of emotional and psychological level of our consciousness. So, we go to the next level that connect imperfectly to this rune. Is Nauthis. Nauthis came from the word needs, also needs, necessary, necessity. Something necessary can be like mother of the inventions, okay? In the Ice Age, they need to create fire to survive. You can see also in the symbol, you can see the sticks, like two sticks chucking each other to make the fire. And this means you need to keep trying, get what you need in different variation, whatever is needed. But even you fail in some levels, you fail, but you need to continue to try, okay? Otherwise, you will die, or the other alternative is not better for you, okay? This is the meaning of that. It's like focus in your mind in logical and in intuition to create solutions for any situation that you need to survive. The fundamental nature of the universe is to push you in the evolutionary process of that. It can be also like the Hagalaj, the first one. You need to feel the pain and sorrow. You can get the wisdom through sorrow, through harshness energy that is like pushing you to this evolutionary process. Even is you need to struggle with this. So this speak about struggling, and you need to push yourself forward in the evolutionary process. This is the nature of the things that nature want to involve an evolutionary consistently, okay? No have ending point. Because of that, this runes is go in circle also. It's not ending, it's all the time go in circles. You need to, we'll speak about the further runes, you will understand it better, because I will speak about die, death and rebirth also. So this one is about to use your imagination to try something you need to do, okay? The imagination. Also imagination, the word, if you broke the word, you get image and ion. Image, ion, okay? You need to imagine stuff. This is the real magic that people understand. They think magic in something, you know, focus pocus or illusions. No, magic is words. Magic is our imagination, okay? So it's like thinking outside of the box also. You can find another solution for everything. After you push and tasted the Agalaj energy, now you need to make something new to move forward, okay? Like in the Ice Age, they also see the strikes of the thunder to hit the trees, that you need to get warm if you want to survive, that they can hit they saw that in the sky, go to the trees and they see the fire created. So they need this fire to get warmer. Okay, so this also good rune to work with if you feel stuck in your life and you don't want you don't understand how to continue and push yourself to find solutions to some problems in your life, for example. The next rune we'll speak about also came perfectly with this rune. It's called Issa, like ice, self, also can be cells. Also word cells is interesting. It came from the self. Self, ice, cells. Foremost is on that allow to the light to shine through you. You allow the light of the sun shine through you. That is also our soul. The sun is our soul. So is also clarity. Okay, after the Hagalaj and the Nautis, we are developed the healthy sense of self. Okay, we need to understand we in as an individuals, not form of ego or perspective. As a teenager, also teenagers in this age, they start to form the thoughts and start to ask the questions. Okay. To discover who they are as individuals. It's very interesting if you see the life, how life crossing, and you see this process of this system of runes, of Elder Futhark, you see this very similar to how the natural development of our life goes. So, it's like go from the shadows. You need to discover yourself. You form your thoughts. Start to be sovereign from the parents also. Dependency. The teenager, they start to be... they want to be independent. They want to be sovereign from their parents in this age, usually. And they think individually. Okay? You need to allow the sun of the soul shine through you as an individual. Okay? And also the rune looks like straight line, like crossing line, like the light go through you in the straight way. And the next rune is called Yera. Yera is also can be a year, okay? Cycles. The year is represent the cycles, the seasons, and how they relate to each other, okay? This is really interesting. The word year is they took it from Yera, from this rune. Okay? After you get your sense of self now, you're ready to relate to others. Also, the symbol looks like gear. Something gear and fit into each other, like two arms. And you see how you, as an individual, related to others. In relationships, and you need to have a healthy relationship with others. And also the seasons, if you see the seasons. Not changing overnight, is a process of changing. This is not rigid process. It's something changing with the time, and it's not accurate exactly, but you know when is the season starting. And you can predict the cycles of nature like this. And when to plant and to harvest, example, okay? The individual have part to play in big picture. This is something like we as individual small points, and we have the part to play in this picture of the big picture of macrocosm, of the big universe. So everything we do have effects that go through that. And effect on all the things around, okay? So we as individual experience one singular reality, and all dots are connected, okay? We have all of us aggregate consciousness of us as individuals. We have the singular reality that we create, and we all connected, all the things connected. So it's like if you do something, it's like a domino effect, butterfly effect. One singular event can ripple effect on all the things around. No matter if you small or big, or everyone have rule to play in this game. Something like that. So action has smaller or bigger consequences in the different degrees. But have. It's like reflect. It's like effect on all the things around. Okay. First, it started from the sense of self, self-awareness, as a Issa, okay? As Issa, the previous rune, you speak about the self-awareness. We need to understand as an individual, we think individually. We need to think, we need to use our thoughts. Because today, people not use even their thoughts. They live unconscious. They believe in the media or all this bullshit and garbage they put in their thoughts. So all these go to the unconscious and subconscious mind. that create sickness in their lives and suffering in their lives. So this part, after you understand as an individual, you have the self-awareness, self-thought skills. After you need to understand, you need to have a healthy relationship with other, with others, with other individuals around you. So before you have the functional and healthy relationship with other people, so you need to have this self-awareness, okay? You need to have this. And after you get the healthy relationship with other people and be functional member of the tribe. So it's really interesting room to look. It's like connecting us in the microcosm and macrocosm. We need to predict the natural cycles and events that we can plan ourselves and go with harmony with this. So the next rune we'll speak about calls Yuwaj. Yuwaj is very powerful rune. Why is powerful? Because is if you see as a tree, have branches and roots underground and above that and in the above the ground, okay? So it's like subconscious and conscious mind, that the roots is reflecting, is also speak about the principle of correspondence, as above so below, okay? Is like a major transformation, is energy of rebirth, dying, death and rebirth, resurrection. Is to sacrifice yourself for yourself. It's like Odin, the story of Odin of the nine worlds and the Yggdrasil tree, that speak about he sacrificed itself to himself, to arrive to new understandings, to let die the old one, the old understandings, to let die and to bring the new understandings in your life. And you sacrifice yourself for the higher state of awareness and sacrifice yourself into yourself, like Odin did. In the story of Odin and this allegory explained that very, very good and powerful way. And as the branches in the tree you see, as the actions you do is grow down also. The actions you do is grow down in your subconscious mind. And spread it inside the ground, okay? So the actions continuously is something need to be continuously in our lives. We need to die and rebirth again. We need to let go our old understanding, old not serve us, something that not serve us. We need to let it to die and reborn again as a new person. Every single day, every moment we need to do that. Is not something about physical death also. Of course, it's also say something about that. But we need to understand we live eternally. We physically here temporary. But the life and rebirth again is a natural process we need to do every day. To also genetically we die. If you see this as a science point also, epigenetics say about that. You let die your old genes and other genes wake up and build new cells and new proteins, okay? You became another person. You let go the old person. So it's very interesting rune to see. It's very powerful energy. It's powerful power of transformation and regrowth. Also the nature, as I say in the previous runes, the nature also want all the time, repeatedly want to grow and grow. It want to grow evolutionary. So this process of death and rebirth is also about regrowth. Is also the center rune of the Elder Futhark. Is very interesting to see. Is a constant process of sacrifice yourself into yourself. And be a really spiritual warrior. Let your old understanding die and new understanding born again in every day in your life. You need to understand that. You need to understand new things. You need to release the old things and build new things. Okay? Also, the rune looks like reflection, like the principle of correspondence is very reminded. So, it's very powerful energy. Is also, you can see it as putting your illusions in your life and how you was, put it to death and resurrect as a new person with new understandings, with more higher level of awareness. So after this rune, go the next rune in a very, very perfect way. As you see, all of them go perfectly to each other, one by one, by order. Okay, the next one is Perthro. Perthro is the Orlog, the origins, our origins, the individual purpose in life. After we die and rebirth again, we need to find our purpose in life, our origins. And after you put yourself, your old self to death, then you your destiny and realize your purpose in life will wake up in you. How you are, this will start to appear to you, okay? This will start to be more clear to you. But you as infinite powerful soul, choose a specific aspect that you want to recover here. It's like karmic laws, okay? It's like, you arrive here to achieve something specific path, you go to go in the specific path, and what's your goals, and what you really arrive to do here in this physical world, okay? You need to discover that in yourself, what you arrive to do this in your world, what is your real goals, what is your real, what you arrive here to achieve, okay? We choose a specific, our soul choose a specific way in this physical world. This Perthro is speak about that. Our origins, sometimes we need to put, we need to remind ourselves who we are really. Because before we think so, we someone else, we believe in illusions before. We think we this person, but we're not this. We're not what really is, what the truth is about ourselves. Okay, so we put in death that and rebirth again. It's like starting to understand what our origins, from where we arrive, what our purpose is, what we really arrive here to make, to do. And Perthro also can remind Petra is like stones, is like Mother Earth, is origins, okay? So, the next one goes Algis or Elgis. That rune, I like to work with this rune, is very, very interesting rune. It deals with discernment, ever protection, and receive energies that you need to continue your journey. Okay? It's like reminding the shaman make like this with the hands. It's like a symbol of protection, but also receiving them. It's like putting outside, cleaning your negative energies around you, but also attract to you new energies that you need to continue for your higher purpose. Okay, after Perthro, we discover our higher purpose, that we can continue our life and projecting that is like receiving that energy we need for this purpose, okay? And also cleansing the area, removing the bad energies, removing the negative energies. So you can see it as an antenna. It's like also have signals. Is also the shamans before put on the heads this. Horns of this animal. So this is also symbol of this. Is also bring the energies you need to you need and you need to protect. After you discover your purpose, now your step to heal, to step into your real awareness, awakened being, okay? Acknowledgeable and willing your power. It's really about healing your willing your power, and it can be also the healer and the protector of the tribe. After you master yourself and you put in death your old self and you start to understand who you really are, what your origins, now you're ready to willing your power, really to make what need to make, okay? Really interesting rune, very powerful rune to understand. But you cannot arrive to this point after if you not master all the runes we speak about today, about the boundaries, about the Hagalaj, about the needs, about the Issa, that you need to shine the light through you as an individual, to have a healthy relationship with others, put in death your old self, and reborn again. And find your origins. Then you can be the algis. You can be the healer and protector of the tribe. Okay? So, it's also about receiving and projecting, like the antenna do. It's also the word antler. Antler is antenna. It's a very similar word. Antlers also, they have put this in the homes. In United States or something, have areas, they put this. And this what is representing, okay? And after that, we speak about the last rune for today. Is go to the rune Sowilo. Sowilo came from the sun, from the soul. As I say, the sun and the soul is the same. This is the true self. This is the true connection with your soul. After you get the algis, you understand how to willing your power in the right way, receiving and projecting the energy in the right way, then you can connect to your soul, the true essence of yourself as an individual. After you realize your purpose in life and the power you have, now you connect to your core light inside you. Okay, this is like core light inside you. You open that after you master all these aspects of the nature before you arrive to this point as a spiritual warrior, as a process of the awakening of, or you can call it as awakening, you can call it a progress of self-awareness. But you need to master all the and fundamental energies from nature before you arrive to this point. So this is also the rune, the last rune of the eight in the psychological and emotional level that you need to understand. The next video I will speak about the third group, the spiritual level, that this is the higher self to arrive to the higher awareness as an individual, and is go deeper in how we can continue as a spiritual warriors to be better person, to understand the principles of nature. This is the perfect, I think this is a really good tool to understand the principle of nature, because they speak about the principle of nature, everything here. And people need to understand also the painful stuff can teach you something. Any event in your life not is arrive in some reason. Also the events that make you discomfort or make you pain or sour have some lesson behind that, karmic lesson that your soul choose to make that, make this experience here in this physical world. So it's really interesting to understand that you need to go, and I tell that also in the beginning of the video, that you need to master all of them order in order, one by one, to building block, like buildings, okay? Or you build yourself. And this also speak about the macrocosm, the world, the bigger universe, not ourselves as individuals, how we work and operate in this system of the bigger, the macrocosm, the big universe. And this is really interesting topic, very powerful tool to use if you know how and you understand what they really means, because today all this educational and universities or I don't know what they teach, they not teach in the esoteric level, they teach only in the left brain perspective, only historical perspective, they think it's just historical symbols and nothing behind that. But you cannot look on this only in the left side of your brain. You need to balance yourself. And this also speak about the science, speak about that. They speak about our evolution as a spirit. How we need to, how we can drive our power here. We have. In the right way. And understand how the nature operates. And go with the nature, not against that. We need to understand how the nature operates and operate in synchronistic way as an individuals. So, thank you for listening to me. Before we finish, I want to remind I make initiation and consultation services. It's like discovering your mystical power and wisdom by ancient Nordic runes and tarot reading, and also guidance, and also gaining knowledge about how the natural law is operates and how we can work through this and drive in your own spiritual diagnostics and your life path. And many, many other topics I speak about, and also animal and human relationships. And I give this as a donation. This is as a donation, but I provide the services as an appreciation for the donations. And I think it will help to a lot of people who want to initiate to the really deeper meanings of the occult and want to discover on yourself better. You need to understand yourself. You need to know yourself if you want to know the universe. You need to start from yourself first before you want to know about the universe. You need to start from you. From you, everything starting. Our connection with the divine, with the creation, is from our heart. That they want to shut down this part of us. And I explained it in my previous videos a lot of about that, how they want to destroy the care, the principle of care, the goddess, the emotional part of us, the empathy. They want to destroy that. They want to destroy the connection between us and the creator, that this is in our hearts, okay? This is the middle of our body, the middle of the Vedic chakras. So very important to understand. If you have any donations, we'll accept it in blessings, because we need your cooperation for make the channel to grow and our platforms to grow, to give the message for the massive ignorant population in the world, and building developed platforms and make the more high quality content to continue to give more contents. That's it. Thank you to listen to me. See you soon. Bye-bye.